Just forget it, Dave.
Laura, honey, come back.
No, look, if you can't even decide what movie you want to go see, well, then just forget it.
Okay, I know. Maximum Payback.
Oh, God.
The Trouble with Nitzer?
Please.
Willow Breeze in Spring?
That sounds like a douche.
No, it's foreign.
You want to go see that?
Yeah. No, I don't care. I just want you to be happy.
Dave, stop worrying about trying to make me happy, all right? For once in your life, I just wish that you would make a decision and stop worrying about what's right and wrong.
She's right, Dave. Forget about right and wrong because it's been predetermined in your relationship that Dave can't win. I'm your host, Cappy Page, and our contestant, as always, is Dave. Hello, Dave.
What?
Johnny, would you tell Dave what he's playing for today?
Today's prizes include a new car, a set of golf clubs, a trip to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and various other freedoms, treats, and goodies. But it really doesn't matter because Dave can't win!
Joining us now is your longtime girlfriend, Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Cappy.
Earlier tonight, we presented Laura with a series of hypothetical situations. We've recorded her responses and will now present Dave with the same hypotheticals to see how well their answers match up. And remember, Dave, you cannot win. Okay, here we go. Ready?
No!
Question number one. Laura complains that you never say I love you to her unless she says I love you to you first. One night, you're feeling incredibly amorous and feel how special she is to you. You want to tell her I love you. What do you do?
I tell her I love her.
Ooh, audience.
No!
You'd only be saying I love you because you think she wants to hear I love you. Sorry. Next question. A good friend of yours invites you and Laura out to dinner with him and his girlfriend. However, you know that Laura does not like this friend of yours and finds the couple particularly irritating. What do you do?
Well, as much as I like the guy, I don't want to ruin the special time that Laura and I have together, so I would decline the invitation.
Ooh, audience?
No!
By declining the invitation, you might give the impression that Laura does not like this couple. Sorry, good guess. Next question. For as long as you've known Laura, she's had long hair. One day, she decides she wants short hair, and she asks your opinion. What do you do?
I tell her she looks beautiful with long hair. With short hair? No hair?
Audience?
No!
Next question.
Wait, what's the right answer?
No idea. Next question, all right. You're at home with your girlfriend listening to a comedy recording. At one point, it pokes fun at women, portraying them as hard to please. Do you laugh?
Funny you should ask that.
Ooh, that sound indicates the end of the first round. And as always, Dave, you have no points, which means you must keep playing. But we can't say goodbye to Laura.
Goodbye, Kathy.
And hello, Johnny.
Right now, the big question is, can you take the heat? Because it's time for the bonus round.
That's right, it's the bonus round, where we put Dave inside the booth, and we're going to ask him a series of yes or no questions. For each one that he gets incorrect, we will raise the temperature in the booth 10 degrees. Ready in there, Dave?
No.
Here we go. Question one. Do I look fat in this dress?
No.
Is Sandra Bullock pretty?
Yes.
Stovetop or stuffing?
Stovetop.
What are you thinking? Black or white?
Black.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
No.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
No.
Yes
or no. 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 No.
Dave,
no.
Dave. No. Wake up. Wake up. What's the matter?
Oh, Laura, honey, I love you.
You think I don't know that?